And as the states sort out their differences with the Justice Department, let's talk about a book that focuses on the subject of justice. The book is written by a former French resistance fighter. Almost 2 million copies of this slim volume have been sold in France, and it's been translated into more than 30 languages. And today, the book called Time for Outrage comes out in the United States. Eleanor Beardsley sat down with the author and sends us this report.
Stéphane Hessel was a soldier in the French army in 1940 and was captured by the Germans when they overran the country. He managed to escape from a prison camp in France and made his way south through Spain and Portugal to North Africa. From there, he traveled to London, where he joined General Charles de Gaulle's resistance forces in March of 1941. He later returned to occupied France and was captured by the Gestapo, only narrowly avoiding execution in Nazi concentration camps before escaping to rejoin the Allies. Hessel tells his story in the sitting room of his small Paris apartment. Now 94 years old, he's trim and dapper in a coat and tie. His eyes twinkle with generosity, but that spark of resistance never seems to have left him.
If you want to be a real human being, a real woman, a real man, you cannot tolerate things which put you to indignation, to outrage. You must stand up. I always say to people, look around, look at what makes you unhappy, what makes you furious, and then engage yourself in some action.
Hessel's manifesto, Time for Outrage, challenges young people to do just that. Injustice is widespread today, too, says Hessel, though he admits that things are not as clear-cut as they were in his day.
To be conquered by a nation like the Nazis, obviously it was insufferable. Today, we are not in front of problems that immediately appear as impossible to accept. But if we look a little carefully, these challenges are there.
Hessel cites the growing gap between the rich and poor and the degradation of the planet as just two examples. His book struck a nerve. After selling nearly 2 million copies in France, it is now on sale across Europe and Latin America and will even be released soon in China, although his editor says the publication date has mysteriously been delayed. 17-year-old Paris high school student Theodore Von Clare read Time for Outrage after a friend passed it on to him.
I was quite touched by it. Books calling to asking people to think about these kind of problems is quite useful, and you can't find them so often today, I think.
Von Clare says he could get outraged about the economic crisis and violence in society, though he admits he hasn't taken any steps yet. SL's book made a big splash in France, but the reaction wasn't all positive. Critics said it was old-fashioned, and others were angry about his stance on Israel. Hessel, who is Jewish, says he was a French diplomat at the UN when Israel was born in 1948. He remembers it as a glorious moment, but he believes things have gone very wrong.
The Israeli government is not going the way that Jewish ideals should be collected, and the way they acted in Gaza with the cast-lead operation is just impossible to tolerate for honest Jews.
Hessel is delighted over the recent people's revolutions in the Arab world, which started just 3 months after his book came out in France. He doesn't claim any credit, but says it is a nice coincidence. Hessel says he's honored that his book is being published in America. He calls Franklin Delano Roosevelt the most important leader of the 20th century and says FDR's New Deal and the Four Freedoms set the standard for social and economic justice. As a last question, I can't help asking Hessel the secret to his own long life and good health. Luck, he replies, and much love and happiness, as well as poetry. Hessel says he knows many of Shakespeare's sonnets by heart.
This one I have used when I just had been arrested by the Gestapo. I was afraid that I would not survive, and so I put a little paper in my pocket that my wife should find, possibly, and it started, "No longer mourn for me when I am dead, then you shall hear the surly, sullen bell. Give warning to the world that I am fled from this vile world with vilest worms to dwell."
For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.